Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
First time happened for me in 3 years, a three-way tie.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
You got to break out that three-sided coin.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. Okay, Roy, you're going to go first. Fill in the blank. In an interview this week, President Trump said that it seemed unlikely that he would be questioned by blank.
By Mueller.
Right, Robert Mueller. On Tuesday, North and South Korea said they would actively cooperate at the blanks in February.
They're going to talk at the Olympics.
Right.
Olympics.
This week, federal regulators rejected Energy Secretary Rick Perry's plan to subsidize struggling blank.
Coal.
Right, and nuclear plants. On Wednesday, California GOP Representative Blank announced he would retire from Congress at the end of the year.
Daryl Issa.
That's his name. This week, the woman in California returned to Blank to Costco and demanded a refund.
A dead Christmas tree.
Indeed. With an overtime win against Georgia, Blank won the college football championship on Monday.
Alabama.
Yep. After he won a Golden Globe for Best Actor, five women took to Twitter to accuse Blank of sexual misconduct.
James Franco.
Yes. After being accused of lying on his resume, Trump's nominee for a Health and Human Services post said his employee records were blank.
The work of a genius.
No. He said that his employment records were destroyed in a tornado.
Oh.
According to the resume he presented, Robert Weaver spent almost 10 years as a senior administrator at St. John's Medical Center in Missouri, but most of the hospital staff said they've never even heard of him. Mm. On top of that, Weaver said he couldn't provide any official employment documents because they were all lost in a tornado.
Yeah.
And any copies he might have saved at home were eaten by his dog, which is now living with his girlfriend in Canada. Bill, how did Roy doing our quiz?
He sets a high bar. 7 right, 14 more points. Ooh. Total of 17 and the lead.
Wow. Move down the table. Helen Hong, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, a federal court temporarily blocked President Trump's move to end the blank act.
DACA?
Yes. On Wednesday, Vermont's Senate approved the use of recreational blank.
Marijuana.
Yes. According to officials, dozens of Californians remain missing after flooding caused massive blanks throughout the state.
Mudslides.
Right. On Tuesday, former Arizona Sheriff Blank announced plans to run for Jeff Flake's Senate seat.
Ugh, Arpaio.
Right. This week, a conference on Bitcoin announced it would not accept payment in the form of blank.
Bitcoin?
Right. On Monday, U.S. officials said that a spy satellite launched by private space company Blank was lost on its way to orbit.
SpaceX.
Right. On Thursday, Ecuador's government granted WikiLeaks founder Blank citizenship.
Julian Assange.
Right. Police in Texas were able to successfully identify an armed robbery suspect because he had blanked.
Told them his name?
No, because he had his social security number tattooed on his forehead.
What? Awards.
Thanks to several eyewitnesses, police in Houston were able to pin a series of armed robberies on Robert Charles Wooten. He was easily identified thanks to his height, his hair color, and also the fact that he had his full social security number tattooed on his forehead.
Wow.
That's not bright, but you know what would be bright? Having it tattooed on your forehead backwards.
You're right.
That would be smart.
He said he only robbed the stores to help pay for all the loans taken on under his name because somehow his identity keeps getting stolen. Bill, how did Helen do in our quiz?
What is happening? Ooh. She got 7 right, 14 more points.
Helen
total of 17.
They're
tied.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what's amazing is since they did almost perfect, that means Adam has to be pretty much perfect to win. Right? Is that right?
Pretty much. 7 to tie, 8 to win. Got to be perfect.
Here we go.
Adam is a very stable smarty pants.
It's so true.
Very stable.
Okay, Adam, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, Senator Feinstein released the transcript of blank founder Glenn Simpson's testimony to Congress.
Fusion GPS.
This week, the Trump administration announced plans to end the temporary protected status of over 200,000 refugees from blank.
El Salvador.
Right. On Wednesday, ICE agents arrested 2 dozen people after raiding 98 blank stores.
7-Eleven.
Right. On Tuesday, federal judges struck down blank's congressional map, calling it unconstitutional.
North Carolina.
Right. On Wednesday, Russian officials strongly warned the U.S. against blanking.
Planking.
No, against meddling in their upcoming presidential election.
Oh, we would never.
This week, South Korea announced plans to strongly regulate the trading of blank.
Nuclear weapons.
Cryptocurrencies. Lady Bird and 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, with the big winners at this year's blanks.
Golden Globes.
Yes, in Spain, doctors decided not to perform a scheduled autopsy after the corpse blanked.
Turned out to be alive.
Yes, I'm going to give it to you. They found out because the corpse started snoring.
Ooh. Wow.
The Swilby corpse was found unconscious, declared dead by three different doctors. Together, they prepared the body for autopsy, but then the corpse started snoring. Once he was awake, the man vowed to never again watch The Crown with a bunch of medical students. Did Adam do well enough to win?
This is historic. He got 6 right, 12 more points. He now has a total of 15, so he didn't quite make it, but we have 17, 15. Two winners right
there. There you are.
Feel good about it.